This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Welcome to another episode of this radio program that is a bit of an experimental episode tonight. What we're doing is we're doing something we've done before, but not in this way. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at ForkFest this year over the summertime, we spent 2 weeks where we pre-recorded the show. And that's because we were on a campground and there's no meaningful internet connection and we don't want to be sitting there at 7 o'clock at night swarmed by mosquitoes. It's a lot easier for us when we're on the campground to do a pre-recorded show. We can still interact with people that are at the campground, that sort of thing. And we had a lot of fun. In fact, if you didn't go to ForkFest, we'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. You can learn about how you can attend ForkFest 2021 so you don't miss that, presuming there's anything at all else to do in that year, which is one of the topics we covered last night on the show, how so many events have been canceled here in 2020, and we got into Burning Man. And in fact, the reason why we're talking about all that right now is because, well, we just finished doing that show, you and I, Nobody. It's actually Thursday.
It's true.
As we're recording this, because we're recording this episode of the show. What makes it unusual is that we're doing the recording from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. So this is something that in all of the years of Free Talk Live, we have never done a full recorded show, I don't think, from these studios. There have been...
Really? Normally you would just have different hosts on Friday,
yes,
if you were out of town? Okay.
Yeah, and except in this case, Aria is going to be working. Mm. She's always working, basically, Friday night. She works at a pizza place.
And most of the hosts are going.
And most of the hosts, yeah. Captain Kickass, who also can, you know, host the show in the first seat, he wants to go to the show. So what we're doing here, what we are going to be doing live while you're listening to this show live on Friday night, is we're going to a Jim Brewer comedy show. Jim Brewer, now, you aren't that familiar with this guy, Nobody, and I honestly am not that familiar with his comedy either, but I do remember him from years ago. He was in a movie called Half-Baked, and it was a...
Oh, like okay. I remember hearing about that. I didn't smoke weed at the time, so
you
didn't go see it.
It wasn't part of your culture at that time. I was a teenager at that time, and I certainly had smoked weed at that time in my life. And, you know, I only saw the movie once. I went to see it in the theaters, and he was one of the, I would say, main three characters in the film. And he sort of always has this stoner look to him. If you pull up Jim Brewer, it's spelled B-R-E-U-E-R. So there's a couple of E's in there that may not be where you think they are. B-R-E-U-E-R. Anyway, he kind of always looks stoned. And I don't know if that's his character or what.
Oh, he's definitely stoned.
He's denied it, though. I've heard in interviews before that he's a stoner, but I don't know if I believe him. But anyway, this guy is coming to this area. He's coming here to Swansea, which is the town south of Keene. We're in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we do this show. And Jim Brewer is putting on a performance tonight. And normally, Nobody, I don't feel like shows are that important to me. So if a band comes to the area and I don't happen to have the night off, I'm usually not going to take my night off just to go see a band play.
Sure.
It's like, oh, whatever. It's just another band. I mean, unless I really am a huge fanatic, I really can't think back to too many times when I've actually said, oh, I should take my night off from work. Now, there have been some things I've done, you know, like activism-related things where I felt like they were important enough. But in those cases, I had somebody fill in for me. But in this case, we don't have enough people to do the fill-in, so we figured we'd go ahead and record the show. And the reason why I thought this comedy show was important enough to take the night off of work from was because of what I heard from Jim Brewer prior to this show happening. So let me just, you know, set the stage, and then we'll get into the
news. Do we need to give a spoiler alert here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So we'll get into the news here in a little bit. You've got some story about a politician threatening people in an open hearing or something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. But just to kind of explain, like, why is this comedy show? Ian, you don't even know who this, you know, you've never seen his comedy shows. I saw him in a movie once. I've never seen a stand-up act from the guy. So I'm not that intimately familiar with him or his character or, you know, whatever it is that he does. But I'd heard he was coming to the area, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I heard he was coming to one of these drive-in shows. And we had talked about some of these drive-in concepts on the air over the last few months, that this is the new normal. This is the way it is now. If you want to go to a concert, it's a drive-in concert. And
see, they need to finish defining the new normal because you know, I don't know what to do for the new abnormal without knowing what the new normal is.
Yeah, well, the new normal's lame.
It is.
It's pretty weak. And on its face, these drive-in shows sound pretty lame. Like, if you go to the website where they're selling the tickets for this event, it sounds so sanitized. It sounds so awful. I would not have wanted to go to this show. Because when I found that he was coming to the area, I went and I looked at this website, drive-in-live.com is their site. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this sounds so stupid. There's all the social distancing. They give you two parking spaces, one space for your car, one space for you to, like, set up a camp chair or whatever to hang out with your friends who you bring up. You're not supposed to socialize and move around and go visit people, and there's all these rules that are associated. You can't do X, Y, and Z, and it's like, well, that doesn't sound like much fun. That doesn't sound like something worth going to at all. I certainly wouldn't want to pay for a ticket to go to this thing. But then I heard Jim Brewer on the local radio. Now, I didn't hear the interview directly because I wasn't listening to the morning show that he was interviewed on, but I know the host of this morning show. You know, he and I kind of have a history going back. He actually, a long time ago, was screwed by the government. The host of this morning show, Parker Springfield is his name here in the area. And he, you know, he got screwed over in family court, as tends to happen to guys in family court.
Yeah, it never goes well.
And so that's around the time when we happened to make acquaintances. And we've had a pretty friendly kind of business relationship here in town since then. And he let me know that he'd had this amazing interview with Jim Brewer, and he sent me a copy of this interview telling me that he was told he had to take this interview down from the station website. So he played the full thing on the air. It was like a 12-minute long or 11 or 12-minute long interview with Jim Brewer. And in this interview, Brewer goes off on the new normal, the so-called new normal. In fact, that's apparently what he's labeled his comedy tour. So he's calling it the new normal. It's got a picture of a mask, right? So on its face, it may, you know, you may not realize what this is going to be, right? Like, you may think he's going to make jokes about the new normal, but you don't necessarily know which ones. Well, he says he is going to unload on this, that he's ready to come out and do this, because this is going to be his second show that he has done since February. He hasn't had any shows. This is a brand new tour that he's launching. And, you know, maybe we should play the actual interview here on the air, because I do have a copy of said interview that was banned from the radio. Banned from the radio station that aired the thing. You know, whenever something gets banned, it increases my interest. You know, if you've got something, whether it's a banned book or a banned drug or whatever, I'm interested now. And
which doesn't always go well.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I read, that was the theory under which I read Justine by the Marquis de Sade.
Not worth
it,
huh?
No, absolutely not. He should not have gone to jail for that, just because it wasn't worth it. It was silly.
Well, in this case, and I, you know, we don't know how good the show is going to actually be, but the interview that he did with the radio personality was pretty good. And so the rest of the story on this interview, though, is that that not only was the radio host told to take it off the station website, but he had also uploaded it to his personal YouTube channel, and they came after him for that, too. They told him, you have to take it down from your own personal YouTube channel. And, of course, the justification for this was that they were saying, you know, it's not your interview. Yeah, you did the interview. Yeah, you spent the time creating it, but it's not your interview. It's our interview because you did it on our time. We were paying you. You did it on our equipment, so you're taking it down. But it was leaked out, and so maybe we'll play for you and it's not too long. I took some of the segments out of it that were more of him talking about his time on Saturday Night Live and things like that. It wasn't quite as relevant to what we're discussing here. So we'll share some of that coming up with you, plus the politician openly threatening his constituents in a hearing. Nobody's got that story. That's on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live, the Friday episode here that we are recording. Honestly, we're not going to be able to take your phone calls unless you're actually watching us record it live, which we're doing on DLive and Twitch on Thursday night as we're doing this. But we're talking about why we're doing the show in this way tonight and why I was motivated to take a night off for my show. Normally, it's important to me to be here and to have someone here doing a live show because it's called Free Talk Live, right? Like we say, the show's live. And so it should be live as often as it possibly can be. In this case, this event seems so important to me because, well, besides ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we did a couple of months ago here in New Hampshire, there really isn't much else to do.
Right.
There's really not where, you know, anywhere else you can go to be entertained. If you want to go to the movies, they make you put a mask on. I'm not willing to do that, so I don't get to go to the movies
anymore. Right.
And, you know, there's really not much else out there. There's not much in the way of live musical performances. The last one that that I saw was Captain Kickass and Aria's band at ForkFest, which was great. And the video of that, by the way, is up right now over at freekeen.com. But this is, not only is it something to do, but it's something to do that may actually have some meaning to it, as far as Jim Brewer, the comedian, is expected to just go off on the new normal. Now, I've heard it's not his whole show, like he's got other things to talk about, surely, but it's expected to be pretty good. And I'm going to play the interview here with Jim Brewer in just a moment. This is the banned interview that was pulled down from the internet, and technically we're not supposed to have it. But it was played on the radio, so in theory, anybody could have listened and downloaded and recorded that off the air. So before we get into that, and then we'll get into this politician threatening people openly, the story you've been holding on to since last night, nobody. We'll get into that on the way. But I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, and that's where you can go right now, or if you're driving, don't go now. Go later to Bitcoin.com and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. It's definitely not too late for you to get involved in this, and you really should take the time to just get the basics down. You don't have to learn about the programming behind Bitcoin. I've never taken the time to do that. I'm not a programmer. I don't want to learn that side of things. In the same way that I don't know how to, I don't need to know how an electricity lineman's job works. Right? Like, I don't need to know these things in order to use electricity. I don't need to know all the details of how the water processing plant processes water so it can make it to my house. I just need to know that when I turn the tap on, it's going to be there. Same thing's true of Bitcoin. You don't need to know all the inner workings of how Bitcoin works. You just need to know the basics. And that's one of the things that they've got over there at Bitcoin.com. You can head there right now and go and check out the basics. Go to the Get Started section and learn it at Bitcoin.com. Or if you're not so new, you can go and you can watch their news or look at their news section over at news.bitcoin.com. Lots of good information there. So this is the section or the segment from the Jim Brewer interview. It's local radio personality Parker Springfield behind this. And I'm probably not even supposed to be giving his name out. But again, it was leaked out. And so I'm going to play it for you.
Finally, we get to have some comedy with Jim Brewer showing up at the Cheshire Fairgrounds. Drive-in-live.com for the tickets. Jim, how are you this morning, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. You know, we were on the phone earlier. We were kind of chatting before we started recording here, and you've never been to the Monadnock region. Have you been to New England at all?
Yeah, I've been to New England plenty of times.
Yeah.
Except for my wife and I just came back from Maine, so.
Nice.
I'm all about the woods and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just in woods. I'm in. This should be a wild show because I haven't done stand-up probably since February.
Right.
This will be my second show. When it's freewheeling like that, those are the best kind. So who knows what's going to happen. That makes it more exciting for me.
Now, you've got a brand new comedy set. It's called The New Normal. As a comedian, are you like, wow, thank you for giving me so much material to work with?
I think I got plenty to work with.
Yeah.
I will clearly say, when it comes to the new normal, I'm 100% against that saying.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Entirety of the whole mental status of how people think. And I'm going to do everything I can to beat the living snot. My job is always going upstream, and boy, I'm going to be going hardcore up the stream that night.
That's awesome.
I hope people are prepared.
No, I mean, that's a good pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That is a that is an attractive sounding show to somebody like us, to people who care about freedom, who think this whole new normal thing is ridiculous and outrageous and tragic, depressing, sick, you know, and that these violent government goons are just ruling over so many people and they're being so obedient. To hear somebody in, you know, from Hollywood or whatever, to actually come out and take a strong stand like that against it, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. And we did hear about, was it Van Morrison. There was recent headlines about Van Morrison, who has come out against the new normal. And so to have, you know, again, people in a position of some level of influence, people who have earned a lot of respect through the comedy and the movies and the music that they've created to come out and take a stand against this, because you know it's not popular.
It's surprisingly unpopular. Even the usual suspects who, you know, I would expect to stand up against.
Who has disappointed
sort of
you? Who did you expect to make a stand? And
well, I can't say individuals, mm-hmm. because, but, you know, there were, I expected to see juggalos just being like, yeah.
Do we have juggalos around here still? Is that still a thing?
I would imagine. Okay. I mean, this juggalos have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It may be less in fashion now than it was, because, you know, it couldn't be much fun without Capuzzo.
Yeah, you couldn't miss them a decade ago. They were pretty obvious, but now I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, the other thing was, a decade ago, I was bringing, you know, scads of kids out on the common
for
events, and now I don't do that. So I may just not see them because I'm not where they are. But you know, I haven't seen anybody where I'm like, oh, good, a rebel, you know, very often.
Right.
Like, you know.
So it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've gotten to the point where if I see you like out in public without a mask, I might be like, hey, thank you for showing your face.
Right. So this has attracted me for a couple of different reasons. One, I like what he's saying here. And it was refreshing to hear somebody make a stand like that. So I want to see his comedy set. I think it'll be probably hilarious. I think it'll be great. I mean, he's obviously a talented comedian. He talks about it later in the interview. He's had, you know, 30 years of experience at this. So this guy's, you know, he's a seasoned pro. He's on SNL. He's been in a bunch of movies. So I think he's gonna really let into this thing, and it's gonna be a lot of fun just from that aspect of it. Secondly, I want to see how the crowd handles this. Okay, because Karens aren't coming out.
Right. Okay. They are locked in the basement.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the different methods are that they're going to be putting in place, right? Oh, well, it's a drive-in thing, and you'll have these drive-in spots, and you have to stay where you are, and no alcohol, and all these rules, right? Like, there's all these Karen.
Oh, there's no alcohol?
That's what they claim, but they're not going to be searching
some alcohol.
Yeah, they're not going to be searching cars, right? I can't imagine that they're going to be doing, you know, flipping people's cars on the way in.
I suspect not, but never hurts to bring an extra bottle in case you need to buy off.
The gate guards. Let's talk more about it coming up here. You know, what is it going to be like? Because this is the first big event that I'll have a chance to have gone to since COVID. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now, it was a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer. but it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there.
President Trump responding to a story that cites four anonymous sources in The Atlantic. The president continues,
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about the economy.
The August jobs report came out this morning. And I'm grateful for everyone who found work again and found a glimmer of hope that brings them back from the edge. But there is real cause for concern as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says her state portal system is ready for ballots.
We have had vote by mail in Arizona for quite a while, and so the infrastructure is there. We're not concerned about large increases in vote by mail, because already that's how most of the voters in Arizona participate.
80% of Arizona voters do cast an early ballot, most of them by mail, which they've been able to do since 1991. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says the violence in her city has to stop. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says the feds are able to help if needed.
I think this points to a larger issue that we've seen in Portland for the last 3 months, and that is local and state officials not allowing law enforcement to do their job and really to bring this violent activity night after night after night to a close. And so as you see that continue to unfold over the course of 3 months, you're going to continue to see violent activity.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We continue here with a special episode of Free Talk Live. Special in that it's different. Not necessarily better, not necessarily worse. It's different.
This episode isn't like the other children's.
We are live in that we're actually broadcasting this as we're recording it live on our DLive and our Twitch channels, which you can follow over at twitch.lrn.fm or DLive.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about the Jim Brewer New Normal show that is maybe coming to a theater near you. We're playing some of the audio from an interview that was banned from a local radio station website. The radio station got a complaint about this interview that we're going to play the rest of for you coming up here in a moment. They got a complaint, maybe more than one complaint, from some Karen listener who was upset because the host doesn't disagree with Jim Brewer.
Oh, dear. The host doesn't tell us what to think about the presentation that we're viewing?
The host actually agrees with Jim in point of fact. And which would mean that, and to the host's credit, Parker, the guy that's the on-air personality here, he does a morning show. He on a music radio station. Mm-hmm. That's not a place where you do politics, right? Like, it's a morning show on a music radio station. People listen to the music radio to get away from politics. They don't want to hear about the issues on a morning show on a music radio station. That's just not the show that they do. But yet he has a comedian on, talking about the comedian's upcoming show, and you can't help what a comedian's going to do. A comedian's going to go off on whatever tangents they go off on. They're going to say the things they're going to say, and so the host's actual opinion on an issue comes out. And so, we can't have that. And so they told him, you got to take this down. People are offended, even though, as Jim Brewer points out here in this interview in just a moment, he thinks it's 80% of people that agree with us. Now, I don't know if that's true. I think that's a little optimistic, but I would love for it to be true that we're in the 80% on this, nobody, and that it just doesn't, there's just no evidence for it out there day to day.
Okay.
I wonder what the reality is. Like, how many of the people, and I think I asked this last night on the show, but how many of the people out there that are wearing masks actually want to?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them are actually frightened of COVID-19 versus those that just don't want to be messed with by the COVID freaks, the mask populace, or the police, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to say because I've always, like, had this, you know, I can generally pick out the weirdos in a crowd, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to talk to most of the time. So I mean, I never have any idea what the normal people think.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like normal people have fallen into the COVID trap, basically. But I don't know what it means to be normal anyway. And certainly these days, it doesn't mean what it meant
a
year ago.
And is it the new old normal or the old normal?
Right.
Right.
So I'm going to play a little bit more here from the Jim Brewer interview, and then we'll get into this politician that you wanted to tell us about, nobody, who is just openly threatening people in a public hearing, but here's some of the more...
For me, I call it the mask wars, you know, because the town right next to Swansea is Keene, New Hampshire, Keene State College, everything else. There's a new ordinance that requires masks now. In the state of Vermont, the whole state is requiring the masks thing. So I imagine masks show up quite a bit in your
so
comedy routine.
So then your mayor must be a Nazi.
Yeah, exactly.
Some dictator in Germany. And I think all of you should wake up and throw that Nazi out of office.
Now, of course, Jim...
Can we do that?
Well, nobody could defeat the mayor in the next election, but until then, there's probably no chance to get him out.
Okay, so we can't, like, have him recalled or shot.
You'd have to get the rest of the city council on board with that, and given that they voted 12-2 for the mask ordinance, that's not very likely to occur. And that's
right.
The thing that Jim doesn't understand. And, you know, if we'd had him on this show, and by the way, I did email his publicist, so I got the contact information from the guy who did this interview. Because, well, if we can't, you know, if he can't promote this interview, well, then let's have him on our show, and then he can go off on whatever he wants, and no one can stop us from putting that interview up. Unfortunately, they never got back to me. So that's
true. Oh, okay.
I really wanted, you know, I thought that would make a really interesting interview if we could have him, you know, explain to him, oh, no, Jim, it's actually the city council. It wasn't the mayor. Mm-hmm. In fact, the mayor in Keene is a weak mayoral position. The mayor only votes when there's a tie.
Yeah, he's basically castrated. I was going to say, the chances of my running for mayor again are actually slim to none.
You know, I was thinking about that.
If I run, I'm going to run for city council.
I was thinking about that today. I'm glad you said that because... what I was thinking you might want to consider, here in Keene, there's two types of council seats. There's the four-year term, what they call ward seats, and then there's the two-year term, what they call the at-large seats.
Okay.
So every 2 years...
My age, I might want to go for a large seat.
Well, the at-large seats are good ones because it's five seats, so the top five vote-getters get in. Which means you only have to be in the top five rather than being the top number one.
And
guy.
I like the sound of that because that means, that gives a lot of people an opportunity to concentrate on me because it sounds like if it's the top five, is it citywide?
Yes, it's citywide.
Nice. Okay, I like the math of that best.
Yeah, and so and the last time, last year, I think there was maybe 11 people in that race. So there's usually more than a handful of people running for the five seats, but you only have to get in that top five, and then you get a council seat. So that'll be an interesting race.
Any idea how many votes they normally record on these things?
I have looked it up, but offhand, I don't recall. I mean, it's not going to be a general election in, you know, it's not a presidential year, right? So the city council happens every other year here in Keene. So basically the years there aren't state elections, there are municipal elections. So essentially every year we've got a political campaign going on here in Keene. It's just basically nonstop.
So these are two-year. What happens on the odd year? Because I do remember there was... Does the mayor run every year?
It's every 2 years.
Mayor's every 2 years.
Mayor's every two. City council's every two.
Okay.
Except for the ward seats for the city council, which are every four.
Okay. And is it staggered years? Is that how we end up with an election
for the
every
wards?
Year?
For the wards, they're staggered, but the other seats are every two. So anyway, that'll be interesting to see happen. We were playing some of this interview. Let's get back into it a little bit more here from Jim Brewer.
They have no science to back anything they're doing. If you look at Australia, they're starting to take people off the street for not wearing it. This has nothing to do with a pandemic. More people died crossing the street in Louisiana coming out of a tavern last year than what's happening now. And the quicker that people do not wake up, the quicker that you're going to be floating down the river. Mm-hmm. This is as serious as it gets.
Now, that wasn't very eloquently stated, but it is an important point. It was kind of like a double negative or whatever. He was saying, if people don't wake up, it's going to be worse. Like, the faster people wake up, the better off we're going to be. We need to get people to push back against this.
Yeah, and once we have a small rump battalion fighting back against this, I think that will attract more attention soon. The thing is, everybody wants somebody else to go out first because nobody wants to take the first bullet. Well, nobody will take it. I'll take it for the team.
Well, and hopefully people don't have to get shot over this, but, you know, that's the way the state's going to play it.
I don't think they're going to shoot us, but what I mean by that is nobody wants to see what happens to the first person. Nobody wants to be the guinea pig. Yeah.
And I get it, but as long as you stay quiet, as long as you keep going along to get along, you keep putting the mask on when they tell you to, you're making it worse. So you have to decide when you're going to stop contributing to making this worse and when you're going to make a stand for what you believe in. Now, you don't have to agree with us on everything. You know, it's up to you what you agree with us on, but if you agree on this one, you really need to step out there and speak out. Again, I don't mean be rude to people that want to wear a mask. Fine, go ahead, let them wear their masks. But to just speak out and be kind and be courteous and be firm in your refusal to go along to get along. We got more coming up here in moments, and don't forget you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and we are here on the Friday Night Edition.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we continue here on a special episode of the show, and what I mean by that is we're actually recording it on Thursday night because we're out at a comedy show tonight, the Jim Brewer New Normal Comedy Show that's happening here. It's his second show out. We'll look forward to giving you a recap of it later tonight when we're live on our DLive and Twitch channels for Nobody Tells the Truth, which is going to be happening later on tonight, so make sure you follow DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM. Hit the follow button on either one of those places, and then you'll be given a heads up if you got the app on your phone when we go live on either of those platforms. It's Ian and Nobody here in our Keene studio tonight. We've been sharing with you the audio from a band recording, a recording that leaked out, and I can't say how I got my hands on it, but at one time, the guy who recorded it did have it on his YouTube channel, so anyone could have ripped the audio off of his YouTube video before the radio station made him take it down. But it's an audio that the radio company that he works for, Saga Communications, one of the major broadcasters across the United States, they got stations in a bunch of different places, dozens of markets, they didn't want this heard. It aired on the air one time, and they demanded it got taken down. We're going to play the rest of that interview for you coming up here, where comedian Jim Brewer calls the Keene, New Hampshire mayor a Nazi. Now, what he meant to do, if he knew how the government system worked here, the terrible system that we have, he would have called the entire city council Nazis, because 12 out of 15 of them voted for this mask mandate here.
And if 12 voted the same way, the mayor didn't have to vote at all because he's just tiebreaker.
So. Correct.
True. He's accused the wrong man.
Yep, but close enough for our purposes.
For government work.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Keenan, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Keenan is a contributor to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board with the show. So if you appreciate the work that we do and you want to help Free Talk Live be heard by more people, then please join the AMP program like Keenan has done. It's $5 a month. You can use credit card, debit card, PayPal, or even Bitcoin BTC. And you do it, get signed up, and get some of the cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's AMP AMP. .freetalklive.com. More with Jim Brewer here. This is, again, the band interview that they didn't want you to hear.
Yes.
And I can't wait to unleash when I get up there.
This is exciting. Just hearing you talk about it already, I'm like, this is going to be a great show September 4th. And, you know, I feel the same way you do. And I look at the stats on this stuff, man, and I'm like, okay, I get it. If you're over 65, maybe there's a concern. But guess what? When you have the flu at over 65.
If you're 65, you weigh 300 pounds, you smoke a lot, you can't breathe well, you have diabetes, you get the gout three times a year, you're 400 pounds over the weight. That's just like anything. My wife has had stage 4 cancer for the last 3 years. I do not show up at events and go, hey, everyone, make sure you wear your mask or you're selfish because my wife and me are dealing with something. That's something we got to personally deal with,
right.
Not the world.
Right.
So that whole nonsense of you're selfish, that's just another brainwashing parakeet tool. What? The news says you're selfish. What? You're selfish. No, you're psychotic.
I mean, that's pretty good stuff right there. That is entertaining. I've heard it a few times now, so I'm not laughing out loud when I hear it, but man, he's not letting back. I mean, he's not holding back. He's letting them have it, you know, both barrels on this. And this is just the interview that he did, you know, promoting the show. So, I mean, I'm expecting that he's going to really go off when he gets on the stage tonight in Swansea, New Hampshire.
I hope so. I'm really looking forward to, you know, both seeing some sort of a show.
Right.
And also just listening to somebody who isn't a free keener, who doesn't, you know, buy any of this nonsense, you know.
Right, yeah. I don't know what his political beliefs are. I have no idea.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't know if he's a libertarian or a leftist or what, but he's on the right side on this issue. He's on the freedom side on this issue from what we can tell, so kudos.
Well, these days you're lucky if you can find anybody on the right side of any issue.
Well, and the other thing that I thought would be interesting about this is the way the show's going to happen. So there's all these rules. If you go on the show website, it's not his site, it's the local promoter, you know, where you can tell whoever's making this show or the promoter of the show, they want everyone to think that it's going to be totally like COVID aware and safe and safety this and safety that. And, you know, it's a drive-in show, so social distancing must be adhered to. All these dumb rules that just sound so lame. And if I hadn't heard this interview with Jim Brewer, I wouldn't have wanted to go because it sounded lame. But what I heard.
But of course, the big thing is he may have to do that because if the city catches wind of what's really happening,
right,
they might not let him go on.
Well, that's the other thing. Is this is actually not happening in Keene, number one. So that's a good thing. It's happening in Swansea, which is the town to the south of Keene.
Are they somewhat less psychotic in Swansea?
I mean, it's a smaller town.
Mandatory masks.
There's no mandatory masks down there.
Okay.
Although this will still be in violation of the governor's orders because the governor's orders prevent events of more than 100 from meeting without masks. So no scheduled events of more than 100 can be mask-free.
Well, I'll bring my Guy Fox mask, and then the meeting will not be mask-free.
So the thing that I thought would be interesting to see is how the audience is going to behave. Because what I heard about this promoter is all the rules are up there, but the reality on the ground is unenforced.
Okay.
That there was a Blue Oyster Cult show, and Captain Kickass, one of our co-hosts, met a guy in a bar who said he had gone to the Blue Oyster Cult show. And so he asked him, it's the same promoter, same location, same website, everything. And he said that no one was social distancing. People were like milling about. Mm-hmm. They were leaving their parking, assigned parking areas, socializing. There was probably alcohol being consumed. So, like, all the things you're not supposed to do sounded like were being done.
Like heroin, meth.
Oh, I hope that. I hope that wasn't happening.
Okay. So not all the things you're supposed to do, just, you know, of wide enough range that it was entertaining.
Yeah, all the COVID nonsense was being ignored.
Okay.
Is what he told me. So that was what one person's experience was, and I hope that we see that at this event as well, especially given the content of what will be on stage. Mm-hmm. So that'll be another interesting thing to observe. So what are the people who attend this going to be? Because, again, the Karens are going to stay home. They're not coming out to this. The
well,
fact
I
that,
hope not.
Yeah, because
if they do come, we should send them home with us.
Indeed.
Sternly lecture.
They will be very uncomfortable, I suspect, by what is the coming off the stage as far as the comedy, is, you know, the content is concerned. And if people start to avoid social distancing, they will not be comfortable. But, you know, the types of people who are afraid of COVID, a lot of them are not going to feel comfortable even going to a drive-in show.
Right.
Even though there's all these supposed issues that have been dealt with, they're still not going to feel comfortable. So,
just hopefully they won't be cowering in their cars, terrified of us as we, you know, gallivant or whatever.
Or hang out. We might hang out with people.
We could lurk.
Right. So that we'll see, and we'll let you know when the show's over, when we come back for Nobody Tells the Truth, how it actually went. Here's a little bit more with the Jim Brewer interview.
I love it. This is such a polarizing discussion, too. I'm on your side with this. I feel exactly the way you do, but you've got so many people.
I think 80% of the people do, but 100% of the 80 are afraid to open their mouth.
Right.
You're going to have to soon.
Now, what's going to happen?
Isn't that interesting what he said there?
Yeah.
You're going to have to soon.
He says, and that was the host saying you're going to have to.
No, that was Jim.
Was
it? That was Jim
saying, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to have to or what?
Well, that's the thing. He just sort of lets that out there, like, you know, you're not opening your mouth now, but if you don't, you know, if you don't do it soon, it's going to be too late.
Right.
So if you care about things, if you care about, you know, normal life, being able to see people, hang out with people, do things, enjoy things, you better speak out. You're going to have to open your mouth at some point, or else it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah.
And I hope that people take it seriously.
I think I've got my slogan for my city council run.
And what's that?
Vote nobody for the old normal.
Ah, I like it. I like it.
That could be good.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself, nobody. You could win the primary on Tuesday.
I could. I could, which is a terrifying prospect, but that's okay. I signed up for it. I will do it.
Yeah, it would be amazing if that happened. I mean, I don't think we should get our hopes up, but you never know. It is 2020, and anything truly is possible out there.
I'm pretty sure, though, that one way or the other, I'm not going to take office, because I'm pretty sure that if I got elected, they would have me killed before they let me take the governor. I think so. Nobody wants to see what nobody does when nobody is governor.
They're certainly doing everything they can to avoid talking about you. There was a poll recently that was done not by Freaking. We did one a couple weeks ago, but there was one done by the University of New Hampshire, and they asked a question about who was going to vote for governor, and they included the incumbent and Karen and other, but not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. More coming up here in a moment.
Is there another?
Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.